Episode number 261, Camaro back on top.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Ah, so we got some news to talk about this week.
On this crisp, Detroit morning.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's chilly.
Yeah. Unseasonably chilly this early.
I am not very happy about this, and I'm going to write a formal letter of complaint.
Who, to Mother Nature?
That Mother Nature. Yeah, I mean, this is just not right. Especially with what's going on next week.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. So, all right, let's do the rundown. We got a show here to do. You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So the Camaro's back on top, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the NEOCC show coming up. Well, I guess it'd be this coming weekend. The 2012 Z28 is coming. Maybe not really, but some would like you to believe that. A couple other things we touched on last week that we're going to elaborate on. Got some sponsor specials and deals from the Camaro Z28.com advertising community.
Excellent.
Voicemail, some other smattering of stuff.
Smattering.
So, Chris.
Yes.
Camaro's back up on top. What's that mean?
I've been happy to post this week because on the first of the month, all the manufacturers released their production numbers for the previous month, which was August, and Camaro reclaimed top spot amongst the pony cars.
Imagine that.
They sold.
Did it win by three?
No.
Like the Mustang did last month?
No. They sold 6,321, deliveries. They delivered 6,321 cars, which beat Mustang by 751 cars.
751. You know, that's still not a monster margin.
No,
but it's...
But you have to also consider that they're competing with Mustang's new 5.0 2011 model.
Yeah.
You know, which only beat Camaro by three cars last month.
Right.
Mustang put out 5,570, and Challenger, 3,283. Still,
you know, I'm actually kind of impressed with Challenger's numbers because I don't see them near as much, especially around here in the Motor City.
I see them more than Camaro.
No.
Yeah.
You're on pot.
Mm-mm. I see them more than Camaro.
It's probably the same one. The guy just doesn't stop driving.
No.
I see them. They're nice cars, man. They're nice cars.
Yeah.
They're big. They're a big old car.
They're nice to look at.
Yeah. Some of them are just sharp as hell. So I'm glad that they're still holding on because I think the third one is still good. I think it's good.
According to Chevrolet, Camaro is up 93% over last year so far.
93%?
Yeah. Well, you also got to take into effect that Camaro didn't start producing cars. Well, Chevrolet didn't start producing Camaro till March of last year anyways. So, yeah, they're up 93% from last year.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. That was the largest in the Chevrolet stable.
So Camaro has, I wonder what March to March would be.
I don't know, I'm sure we could find that.
Yeah, we'll find out. But hey, congratulations once again to the Camaro team and of course the Chevrolet dealer sales force out there for moving them out. With 6,000, that's a couple hundred cars a day.
That's crazy. Remember when they were making the fourth gens? And it was pretty much Challenger numbers, if not lower.
Yeah, it wasn't all that thrilling.
Yeah. Now they're like cranking them out. This is great. I love it.
Yep. Keep up the momentum. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
All right. We got to move on to this. Okay. The NEOCC show.
The Northeast Ohio Camaro Club show.
Yes. I've been looking forward to this for so long. It's such an awesome, awesome, awesome Camaro show. Actually, Firebird? Do they allow Firebirds?
Yes.
I forgot. I know that they did last year, right?
They did last year, and they are again this year. I remember seeing it on their flyers.
What's the website here? I'm going to pull it up real quick.
NEOCC.org.
.org, right. It's such a cool show. It's at the Summit Racing Headquarters. And their website has sounds.
What the heck is that? Apparently. Okay. I didn't know people still did
skip
that.
Intro. Yeah.
Remember my website with my startup sound?
Oh, yeah. Bing!
My Borla exhaust.
That thing was raucous. So the 2010 Fall Classic, Saturday, September 11th and Sunday, September 12th at the Summit Racing Equipment Headquarters, 1200 Southeast Avenue, Talmadge, Ohio. Do not miss it. And that's right. Do not miss that show.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, well, yeah. You got a good reason.
Yeah. But
because you suck.
It's going to be a good show.
I
couldn't
gotta
find a better place than Summit Racing because, man, remember last year we were just going through that store? Oh, cow. It's like a candy store for car enthusiasts.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Gearheads.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody to get there.
Yeah.
I know a few people from the site are going to be there. I'm going to be there. My wife is going to be there with me this time this year, which will be kind of cool. Be sure to represent CamaroZ28.com. If there's a club affiliation on the entry list or the registration form, by all means, put CamaroZ28.com on there. The original, the best, and all that crap. I don't know where to go with that. So, bummer you can't make it, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, and that's it. That's the last time we're going to be able to talk about it. The next time will be afterwards. So,
yeah. So get over to neocc.org and register. Or I didn't register last year, and when I got there, I just registered right at the tent.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Are they going to have that barbecue again right after the show?
Oh, that was pretty cool.
Pork barbecue and that.
That wasn't bad either.
No, it was pretty good.
I don't know. I just know I'm going to be there. Okay. And whatever happens, happens.
Okay.
Got my hotel reservation.
Have you heard if the Camaro team is going to be there again like last year? Or is this not going to be like it was last year?
I believe that a good portion of the Camaro team will be there. I believe they're going to be bringing things.
Okay.
But what they're going to bring, I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's not a Z28, for God's sakes.
I remember they had the ride and drive last year, too, where you could drive the Camaros. And
I don't know.
Our good buddy Paul was there running
that. Oh, yeah. You know, I got to tell you, I just haven't even really looked at the program schedule because I just knew I'm going to be there no matter what.
Okay.
So I probably should look at it and find out, at least know what to expect. It was cool. It was cool. Everybody be there. Awesome show.
Okay.
See you there. So what's next?
What do we got going on here next?
Oh, speaking of 2012 Z28.
Yeah. Okay. So anybody can write any information on a website and then put it out there and then get everybody all excited about a 2012 Z28. Because Edmunds.com put a 2012 Z28 on their website, it must be true.
Yeah.
And it must cost
$50,000. $50,085 or something
because
like that.
They must be, you know, in bed with GM, and GM's like, feed them this information, you know, just let everybody know in advance that in 2012 it's going to cost $50,000.
$50,085.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know, look, I said this on the board. I'm going to say this now. They don't know anything more than anybody else does. In fact, I would bet dollars to donuts that, well, that's an old term.
Dollars to donuts.
My dad used to say that. Who wants that much donuts?
Yeah.
That General Motors and Chevrolet don't quite have the pricing nailed down either. Because that's one of the last things they do. When they're building a car, the budget fluctuates.
Dude, they haven't even released the pricing for the convertible yet, and that's coming out in the fall.
Well, did they guess what that is, too?
Into the spring. I don't think so.
Well, what people see this, you know, 2012 Chevrolet Camaro, you know, Z28. What's the price they're saying it is?
They're saying it is $50,000 even.
Somewhere else it says $50,850 or $85,000 or something.
$50,000 even, invoice not available. But they do say it's going to be a two-door coupe with a 6.2-liter, 8-cylinder, supercharged, 6-speed manual.
Maybe, but any of us could have guessed that. What's the image to the left of it? What's that say?
Target launch, summer of 2011. Pricing and specs on these pages are Edmunds.com's expectations.
Well, I can expect it to be $50. And I'm going to write an article that says, guess what? The 2012 Z28 is going to be $50.
Yeah.
$50.85. Because 50, just leaving it at 50 makes it sound like we're taking a guess, which is what we are.
This is funny.
No, it's not. It's stupid. They did the same thing with a 2009 Camaro.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. I respect Edmunds a lot, but that's not ludicrous. Cool. That gets people all worked up, and then other people hype it up even more to try to get other people to jump onto their bandwagon. Look, nobody knows what the price is going to be. I'm telling you that right now.
It's funny. It's got a Camaro banner on the page, too, an advertising banner.
It's cookies for you. So, no. In fact, Z28 hasn't even been confirmed. Yeah. For all we know, it hasn't been approved.
Right.
Who knows if it's not going to be called something else? It's still up in the air, gang. I'm telling you. I just know. Don't ask me how. I just know. Stay hopeful. Oh, definitely stay hopeful and keep the faith, but let's not put all our cylinders in one engine.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. Yeah, leave half of them out and see how the damn thing runs.
Yeah.
What's next?
Didn't you want to talk about some sponsorship specials
we have this week? Indeed.
Because we got a new sponsor on the site.
Yeah, Parts for Your Car, PFYC.com. Been around for a while. We're glad to have them on board. And they made their introductory inaugural thread about, let me get to it here, and I'll jump right to it here. HP Tuner's VCM suite, the most extensive tuning diagnostic tool, is at pfyc.com. Pretty cool stuff. I remember HP Tuner's making some decent stuff.
Yeah, I saw them in the latest GM High Tech Performance magazine.
Yeah. So, by all means, you know, please support the advertisers that support CamaroZ28.com and therefore this podcast that you're listening to now. We do have a supporting vendor index, which has a listing of all the companies that step up to support the community. We run on a shoestring budget, so we can always use all the help we can get. So be sure when you order from them, tell them CamaroZ28.com sent you.
Sweet.
What else do I got here? We haven't talked about this in a while, and it's probably kind of a shame.
What?
Cypress Classics.
Oh.
The gift box.
Those finger-pinching
You got to be really clumsy to do that, but I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love the quality of these
things.
They're
awesome.
Yeah, they are. In fact, the disciples each got one.
Really?
One, yeah, that was custom made.
And, sweet. And what did it say on it?
It had a picture of the Camaro, and it said,
Disciple?
Inside were a set of car keys, and it says, enjoy your new Z28.
Oh.
We did get a box, though.
Cut.
Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, you know, if that was true, even though the disciple meeting was, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I wouldn't be doing this show right now because I'd still be running around the parking lot screaming, yeah! Through the end of the year, which is coming up quicker than we know, you can get a 25% discount by mentioning Camaro Z28 at checkout at CypressClassicsAuto.com. Web images cannot tell you how nice these boxes are. These are presentation boxes, storage boxes, throw your car keys, throw your change, or keep your jewelry in it, or keep whatever you want in it. You got yours on your desk at work, right?
I sure do, and I haven't put anything in it because it's beautiful
so nice.
As it is.
It is.
People come up and say, what is this? And I said, it's a display box, but I don't have anything in it. It's very nicely felt lined, and
I keep mine on my desk as well, but there's a lot of blood stains next to it from people reaching over to touch it, and I bash them.
Stab them.
I just stab them. Don't touch. It's my box. So, like I said, use coupon code CamaroZ28, get a screaming 25% discount.
Nice.
And what else do we have here? We've got another one. Chaser Aero is blowing out 98-02 carbon fiber hoods.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this before. This is amazing. How much are they now? Did they lower the price again?
Well, it's one of those deals where, I don't want to use the term going out of business, but stores do that. They just keep chopping the price until they're gone. I got to think they're almost gone now because they're $429 plus $150 shipping for a full carbon fiber hood. I remember when I had my 2002 SS. Dude, a carbon fiber hood was like unobtainium.
Yeah.
for anything less than like $1,500 to $2,000.
Right.
And the quality's pretty good from what I hear. So, check them out at aerokits.net. Well, you probably got to mention the special, though, which is in the CamaroZ28.com supporting vendor index.
Okay. Sounds good.
Chris, you hook them up in the show notes.
Oh, you betcha.
All right, my brother.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about our new feature.
Oh, the garage.
Yeah. We mentioned it last week.
Yeah, we're going to mention a little bit more.
So there's this new feature we got on the site. It's called Garage. If you look in the top of the board, you see User CP and then Garage Blogs Fact. If you click on that, it's like a little spot to tell us a little bit about your car. you can upload a picture and basically do a little bio. And then when you click on the drop down here, you can see everybody's garage. If you click on the garage here, and let's see how many we got now. Crap load.
Some people
got pictures too.
Some people have been having a hard time uploading photos, I think.
I don't know why.
If you ran into a technical issue, please visit our site help forum. In posting the thread that was already created, we want to try to, if there is a problem, we want to try to narrow it down. But it seems like people are doing okay.
Like this.
It's like F quick And like that, except it's just really quick and easy. It doesn't have all the social integration. So if you just want a place to throw your car details and your mods and some pictures, it's so easy. That's what I like about it. It's simple. It does the job. And then you can just link to it directly. And when you create one, it shows up in your what's called a post bit, which is where your username and your post count and whatnot. A link to your garage shows up there. Check it out. Tell us what you think. And more refinements are coming. On the way soon. So
I know a lot of people have more than one car.
Yeah, so we're going to make it so they might be able to add some.
Sweet.
And our premium members will have even more. But we'll talk about that in a future episode.
Okay.
So what we got next on the old docket here?
Well, we have a voicemail.
All right, cool.
We don't have any emails this week, though.
No?
No.
We can make one
Bearsy28
up.
Bearsy28 did email say he got his prize pack from last month. So
yeah.
Send us a cool picture of them, the mug.
Yeah,
and
I sent him a Chevrolet promotional mug, a travel mug. The dash on that thing that he drives is kind of neat looking.
Yeah.
So, all right, you want to kick it off?
You betcha.
Hey, guys, AJ. Today I have a cam question. Jason, I know you put the LS9 cam in your car. I want to know what was involved in doing a cam swap on the 2010 Camaro and what performance gains or what sound did you experience from doing the cam swap? And is there a big difference between doing a swap in the L99 versus the LS3 in the manual? Thanks, guys. Love the podcast.
I guess this one's me.
Yeah, since you did the LS9 cam swap. Well, you did a lot more than that.
But. Yeah, well, when it comes to an L99 engine, if you're going to swap the cam, you're going to have to buy something called a cam phaser kit. And I believe Comp, or is it Comp? Yeah, Comp Cam sells it. It's what you need in order to keep the active fuel management and the variable valve timing. In order to switch to an LS9 camshaft, you got to get rid of it all entirely. Yeah. All that active fuel management and variable valve timing may work. Actually, we were going to try it, but I decided not to run the risk. The reason why I went to the LS9 camshaft is because the supercharger, which was similar to the LS9 supercharger, so we figured it'd be a better combination. Mm-hmm. Choosing a right cam is extremely critical to the rest of the other components of your engine. So let me just wrap that up by saying I'm very happy with the camshaft choice that I made. It's easy on emissions, it's easy on drivability, and if it's good enough for the new ZR1, it's good enough for my little Camaro.
That's right.
So what all is involved? Quite a bit. You got to pull a good portion of the top end of the engine down. That's why I left it to the professionals at Vector Motorsports.
Exactly.
Because it's easier to write a check than to have an engine torn apart and put it back together and not know what the hell you're doing.
Yourself.
Yeah. I would love to say that I was, you know, I can do that, but I can't. I don't want to run the risk of this car. You know, so if you're going to swap a cam, seek a professional. Get some advice from the CamaroZ28.com message board as to what will work best with your combination. And then pay somebody to do it unless you really, really know what you're doing.
How long did it take them to put that cam in?
A couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. So, as always, AJ, thanks for calling in. Short and sweet. And speaking of which...
Oh, yeah, we give away a prize pack, right? Every month.
Yeah.
We're going to pick someone who called in this month. We have a list here of people who've won in the past, so you're only eligible for one prize pack per year.
Per calendar year.
Per calendar year.
Right.
Per person.
Right, right.
So...
So based on the voicemails we received, we got to give this one to sheer volume in the past month.
I guess so.
And that would be our this week's caller, AJ.
AJ. Congratulations, AJ.
Yeah, thanks for calling in so many times. So I got a prize pack for you, some Chevrolet goodies. Just email us your address at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, and I'll drop it off in the mail. Thanks for calling in.
Nice.
And so that opens up a new month for September.
It does.
Anybody who hasn't won so far this year is eligible. So by all means, get your voicemail in and give us something to talk about, and we'll pick the one that gives us the most to talk about.
Okay.
And we'll send out an award to you if you're the winner. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, so that takes care of the voicemails this week. We only had one, so.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. So I want to talk about this article I read this week.
All right.
This is on Jalopnik. Someone brought this to our attention. I did read this on other message boards and on Facebook too, but someone in one of the local car clubs we have here, Motown Muscle, which we're part of here,
mm-hmm.
had a Mustang race car.
91 trunk.
Yeah.
I think I know him.
Yeah.
I know him online.
His name's Matt.
Yeah.
So he had it on a trailer, and I think he was coming back from the track that day,
yeah.
and parked it at a Ford dealership, which I believe his parents own.
That's correct.
Here in the Metro Detroit area. Mm-hmm. For the night, stored it up on the trailer. And when he came back the next day, it was gone. Trailer, car, just gone.
It gives me chills just hearing it.
Doesn't it? And apparently the security guard for that dealership is no longer working there either,
mm-hmm.
because they found the fence open and just closed it back up. So anyways, Matt went online and said on Facebook and CamaroZ28.com and Motown Muscle and a bunch of other Mustang sites, if you see this car, let us know, because it's stolen. Well, I think it was only a couple days later and it was recovered.
Yeah, I guess the moron, scumbag, loser, waste of a bag of flesh is driving it around like a mile away from where he stole it from.
A full-on race car with slicks. And I think it has open. Well, in the picture, it doesn't have open. It looks like it.
Look,
has
the car runs tens. It's not miles. All
know.
Right.
It's a 10-second Mustang, and they're driving it down Mustang. the road with their own personal Jeep plate on the Mustang.
Nice.
Cop noticed it and pulled him over, and Matt got his car back. No
good
worse
thing
for wear.
Too. Yeah.
And I believe they said it was cleaner because they found him at a car wash.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, there's a tough way to get your car clean. Have somebody steal it and wash it and get caught for it.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, congratulations that I'm just glad you got it back.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anybody who steals somebody else's, what was it that what's John Travolta's character? Vincent Vega. Never ever, in so many words, mess with another man's automobile.
Yeah.
It's just a chicken sort of thing to do.
That's right.
Especially steal it, man. So yeah. That's what happens when race car dudes pull together.
Yeah.
So speaking of pulling together, you know, the NEOCC show is all for charity. It's for the ACBC.
Yeah.
The Children's Burn Center.
Yep.
American
and
Children's Burn
Center. Mid-Ohio there.
Yeah. So that's all the more reason why you should be there. I just thought of this, you know,
yeah.
Pulling together and all that. So thanks for Jalopnik for mentioning us without adding the word mullet or Molly Hatchet in with the
yeah, it seems like whenever they talk about Camaro, it's yeah.
They throw something
or
in
fanboy.
There. Yeah, that's right, fanboy.
That was one of them too.
All in good fun.
Of course.
Just because they say it don't make it true.
Yeah.
Probably is though. How much time? What kind of time we got looking at here?
I'm not sure. Yeah. 23 minutes. I'll do one of these.
We'll do a random Camaro White Book fact.
Okay, here's our Camaro White Book fact of the week.
Start flipping and pick a random page.
I always seem to land on second gen.
Well, then skip to the do it again.
Do it again.
Nobody's gonna win anything. Okay.
How about a 68 Camaro?
There you go.
68 Camaro. Let's see. What was so damn important about a 68 Camaro? there was 214,707 coupes made.
Holy shizen.
20,440 convertibles for a total of 235,147 Camaros produced in 1968. Can you believe that?
Compared to the 60,185 calendar year to date
yeah.
for 2010.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Wow. Wow. Can you imagine seeing three times as many Camaros on the road as you do now?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Here's some facts about the 68
Camaro.
All
right, there we go.
Let's see here. 1968's ignition switch was on the dash, as in 1967. These were the only Camaro models years with this location. So it wasn't between the seats.
And it wasn't on the, breakfast. Steering column. Is what they're saying. You push the key into the dash.
Yeah.
Kind of like my wife's 2002 Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I was hoping that they would kind of go back to that with the 2010 Camaro. It's kind of neat, you know? It's kind of neat how things come around like that. What are the other facts you got?
The 1968 retained the general appearance of the previous year, but there were differences. The 1968 did not have side vent windows. Colors and trim changed, and 1968 was the first year for the Astro ventilation. What the heck is that?
I think it's similar to colon blow.
Yeah.
Oh, Astro. Okay.
Astro.
Only the old timers are going to get the reference, by the way. Okay, let's make some people happy. How much did it weigh?
How much did it weigh?
Yeah.
Does it have weight in here?
I'll take a guess. 38 pounds.
Only 38 pounds?
Well, yeah, because it didn't.
Options in here.
Because it didn't have things like, oh, I don't know, airbags for safety, Bluetooth, comfort.
The length, the height, the width, the wheelbase. But I don't have weight.
Good. Because it was probably super light. Well, I bet you driving that thing is not exactly as comfortable as driving a new 2010. I'll say that much right now. Or near as safe, nor does have the creature comforts.
Oh, that's for sure. There was a 6-cylinder and there was an 8-cylinder. They produced a majority of them in 8-cylinders. 167,251 in the coupe and 16,927 in the convertible for 8-cylinders. And there was 47,456 coupe 6-cylinders and 3,513 6-cylinder convertibles.
That's pretty cool, man. That's such an awesome book to have. Just to flip through and find random, just everyday, well, not everyday, but random facts about it. And incidentally, if you're interested in picking up your own Camaro White Book, since I'm talking about it, head over to our Amazon store at CamaroZ28.com/Amazon. Order it up. It's rather inexpensive, and it's just nice to have. It looks great on your desk right next to your Cypress Classics Auto Camaro gift presentation box.
I sure like the price, though, in here.
Oh, how much was a V8 68 Camaro convertible?
Base price was $2,908.
Shoot, the Camaro option alone on a 2010 costs more than... Well,
the RS option?
Is going to cost more than that, I would think. How much does a convertible top option cost on a car these days? Mm-hmm. You know who would be a good one to ask about this?
Old Fitzy?
Old Fitzy!
I'm sure it'll be out in due time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, how much is the RS package?
Yeah, what was that?
It was
1,400?
Yeah, something like that. So
I can't remember.
Jeez, man. Yeah. It's funny how times change. But it's not that time anymore, so things got to evolve.
I like the names they chose for the colors in 1968.
Oh, let's hear it. Yeah.
Tuxedo Black.
Dig it.
Ermine White.
Ermine?
Ermine.
What the hell is Ermine?
I don't know.
Is it spelled with an E or an I?
An E.
Ermine.
Grotto Blue.
Okay.
Fathom Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Island Teal.
Dig it.
Ash Gold.
What? Okay.
Grecian Green. Rally Green. It's like rally spelled with an extra E.
At the end?
Yeah.
It's the British version.
Tripoli Turquoise.
Tripoli?
Yeah.
Like the city or whatever?
Yeah. Teal Blue. Cordovan Maroon.
Fine Corinthian Leather?
Corvette Bronze.
Oh, dude. They need to bring this back, okay? They need to bring back names like this. Instead of black, red, white. They need to...
Seafrost Green.
Seafrost?
Yeah. Matador Red.
With fine Corinthian leather.
Palomino Ivory.
Nice. God, there's a lot of colors.
Le Mans Blue.
Ooh, there's a hot one.
Sequoia Green.
There's a lot of greens.
Yeah. Butternut Yellow.
I love that color.
And finally, British Green.
Oh, that's the ticket. That needs to come back, no question about it. Yeah. Name and all.
There you go.
Fitz, get on it. That's pretty cool, man. I wish they could have that many colors, but, man, they just don't have the capacity to do that these days. They just can't do it. I mean, they'd like to. Trust me, they would. But
yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. You know what? Now when I get home, I'm going to whip out my old Camaro White Book and check it out.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I suppose that's going to wrap it up for this week's, 261?
Yeah,
is our
sure
episode?
Is.
Well, we thank everybody for listening. I hope everybody has a wonderful Labor Day, and we will see you at the NEOCC show this weekend.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.